It's 26 past 6 on RM Breakfast, and James Carlton has been scouring the newspapers. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Fran. First up, the markets. Some good news. The FTSE up 75 points. That's 1.3%. The Dow still trading, but up 175 points so far, 1.6%, reversing some of the falls of earlier in the week. The papers, the Canberra Times, great wall to make Parliament bomb-proof. Fears of a terrorist bus bomb attack on Parliament House have led authorities to commit $18 million to boost security, including building a blast-proof barrier in the car park. Also, shock to Canberra's hospital system. Canberra's public hospitals have been hit by an unprecedented surge in emergency departments, waiting rooms, many allergy-related conditions, apparently. More broadly, the AMA says Australia-wide, extra funding from the federal government has failed to significantly dent elective surgery waiting lists. There's still a huge shortfall of public hospital beds. And the Canberra Times profiles Goulburn teenager Jeff Godkin front page. He's about to finish training at the Royal Military College, Duntroon. And that means in as little as 7 months, the 19-year-old will be off to war in Afghanistan with 30 soldiers under his command.
And he's 19.
Yes, and he looks every one of those 19 years in the front page photo. The Sydney Morning Herald, meanwhile, the US sick of asking Australia for troops. They say the United States has repeatedly asked for more Australian troops to be sent to Afghanistan and for Australia to take control of the coalition forces in Oruzgan province, but has been rebuffed on both counts. Notwithstanding repeated denials from the Australian government and Defence Force, the Herald has been told that US General Stanley McChrystal, who was sacked this year after criticising President Obama, had made at least 3 written requests of Australia last year and the year before. The Northern Territory News, they say police visited a home in Owen Pilly, east of Darwin, and found a 3-metre wild crocodile taken from a nearby waterhole being kept as a pet in the front yard. Nice crocodile. And that's front page. Inside, we learn that Jetstar is starting an air service between Darwin and Manila, 3 flights a week. Let's head to Adelaide. The Advertiser's the paper, and they say on latest figures, 17,000 Australians underwent surgery for weight loss, including gastric bypasses, gastric banding. A decade earlier, the annual figure was only 500 such procedures. 17,000 it is now. Rather unsympathetically, the headline in the Advertiser, surgery, the new diet food, the easy way out. The worst news in the Melbourne Herald Sun. You have probably heard it on ABC News. Dad, charge. The 23-year-old father of a 2-year-old girl has been charged with her murder. The toddler's body was found in a paddock in Greensvale in Melbourne's northern outskirts. The Brisbane Courier-Mail, baby Connor Harris doesn't realise he's making history. He's photographed front page with his 2 dads, the first child in Queensland to be born under new surrogacy laws, which grant his gay parents legal parentage. The Hobart Mercury, well, they get excited about the similarities between Hobart's Princess Mary of Denmark and Kate Middleton, announced this week as the fiancée of Prince William. What are those similarities? You didn't know they had much in common?
Well, brown hair.
Well, put it this way, Fran. They are both brunette, well-spoken, have a flair for fashion, and achieved the ultimate fairy tale ending of marrying a prince. But the similarities do not end there. Princess-to-be Kate and our Princess Mary have long flowing hair and porcelain skin.
Excellent.
Neither are Republicans, I'm told.
And terrific poise. James, thanks very much.